السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, Voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'a, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. We come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg and Durban, South Africa, on this beautiful day of Yomul Jumu'at, 2nd of Rajab, 1446, corresponding with Friday, the 3rd of January, 2025. Ya Rabbi lakal hamdu kama yambaghi li jalali wajhik wa azimi sultanik. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da wa ala alihi wa ashabihi alladhina awfa'u ahda alladhina hum mafatihur rahmati wa masabihul ghurar. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله جميل يحب الجمال. أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful day of Jum'ah, the 3rd of Rajab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you an apa afiyat. Allah accept your khidmat for deen. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Dawood Monley. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations on the Master, beloved Master, Habibuna Mustafa, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today the day of Jumu'ah, Friday, and it is the 3rd of Rajab, 1446. Alhamdulillah, today we focus on chapter 41, and that is that Surah Hamim As-Sajda or Surah Fussilat, and that will be verses number 31, 32, 33, 34. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in yesterday's lesson taught us that those people who say Allah Jalla Wala is our Rabb, our sustainer, nourisher and cherisher and provider, so we find that He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala granted us our risk, our sustenance, not our shop, not our factory, not our warehouse. That is sabab zahiri, that is the superficial reason. The real Razak and sustainer is Him Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone. Similarly, it's not the doctor, it's not the one, the operation that gave us the shifa. It is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone. Anta Shafi, la shifa'a illa shifa'uk. That Ya Allah, you alone are the one who grants shifa, and you Allah alone are the one who gives the shifa. So it shows that that is the meaning of Rabbun Allah, that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the one who does everything. Summa istaqamu. Then we remain steadfast on that day. So remember this, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala wants us to show total devotion, dedication to Him. Then before death comes to us, the angels will come in their droves and big groups and give us glad tidings. Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu. No fear for the future and no sadness regarding the past. Wa abashiru bil jannati allati kuntum tu'adun. And give you the glad tidings which Almighty Allah has promised you. Imagine they'll leave with a smile, and we who are left behind will be crying. So that is the real aim, objective. Now Almighty Allah speaks about the bounties and favors of Almighty Allah upon the mu'mineen as-salihin, the pious devout Muslims. Hence Almighty Allah teaches us in today's lesson, chapter 41, verses 31 to 34. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. And we find that we, Allah stamping His Majesty, authority, sovereignty, that we will be your protectors. في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة. We will be أولياؤكم. So now people will intimidate you, threaten you, blackmail you. You tell them, go fly a kite. We are placing our trust solely on Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil fa ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. That Allah is sufficient for us. He's the best one to take care of our matters and affairs. He's the best protector and best helper. Whenever you're feeling worried and people are trying to intimidate you, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakil fa ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. Chapter 3, verse 173. Chapter 22, verse 78. The last line of the 17th Juz, the 17th Supara, and the last line of chapter 22, Surah Hajj. In this world also we will be your protector. In the year after also. And now once that person enters Jannah, he's ushered into Jannah, what will happen? وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. Whatever you desire, so that Almighty Allah will give you. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. And whatever you want, you request, you will get. Yeah, you need to be but careful with the words we use. We will use the word, whatever we request Allah Jalla wala bifadlihi wa rahmatihi wa judihi wa karamihi wa lutfihi, through His mercy, grace and benevolence will give us. It's a request from our side. Never ever use the word we demanding from Almighty Allah. No person can demand from Almighty Allah. Yes, we can request from Allah and then Allah gives us. So always draw that distinction. Like how we taught you that Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam was transferred from Jannah, paradise, here to this world. And Iblis, Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer was expelled. So you need to draw that distinction all the time. Now when that person enters Jannah, then we are the guest. Who is the host? Almighty Allah states, Nuzulam min ghafurir rahim. This is hospitality. Nuzul, ayma yu'addu lidhaif. What you prepare for the mihman, for the guest, honorable guest. You know this weekend you're getting guests, and they are very, very important guests. So now you start preparing already. So Allah Allah Jalla Wala, we go for Umrah, we go for Hajj, we are Duyufur Rahman, the guest of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We go to Masjidun Nabawi to offer Salat and Salam upon Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are who? Duyufun Nabiul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are the Mehman and the guest of Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In Jannat and Paradise, Nuzulam min Ghafurir Rahim. The hospitality from Him, Almighty Allah, who's Ghafur. O human being, I know the vices and sins you committed in the darkness of the night and brightness of the day, but you were trying, you were crying, you were begging me. I expunged it, I forgave you. So go into my Jannah. Fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. So we entered Jannah because of the forgiveness of Allah. Min ghafurir rahim. We entered Jannah because Allah Ta'ala is very, very merciful. Did you read the dua today? Read, O Muslim. And what is the dua? Chapter 7, verse 151. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik wa anta arhamur rahimin. O Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, include us in your special mercy. Wow, Hadiya, whilst you alone exclusively, you are Arhamur Rahimeen, the most merciful one to show mercy. Ya Allah Jalla Wala, on this Mubarak day of Jumu'ah, on this sacred month of Rajab, we beg of you for ourselves, for our families, for the entire Ummah Muslimah. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Grant us barakah, blessing during these months of Rajab and Sha'ban, and spare us for an honorable month of Ramadan. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was a master in tafsir, commentary of the noble Quran, in sunnah and hadith, teaching, preaching of the master alayhi salam, a master of the Arabic language, a linguist par excellence, and she was kanat faqihatan wa muhaddisatan wa mufassiratan wa adibatan, and she was a master of the Arabic language and a jurist par excellence. So she said that this particular verse we're going to do now was revealed for the Muazzineen. So that is correct, but we don't have to confine it to the Muazzin, to any person who has Iman, Islam, and is doing it solely, only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ. And whosoever speech can be better than that person's speech. دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ is inviting towards Almighty Allah. Chapter number 12, and that is Surah Yusuf, and verse number 108. And what do you see? قُلْ سَيَّا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمَ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي. This is my way, this is my path, this is my road. أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, I keep on inviting towards Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, towards Islam. عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ, with firm conviction. I must have the conviction first, then that da'wat and invitation and that call to Islam will be very effective. أَنَا ومنتبعني, I and those people who imitate me, emulate me immaculately. So that refers to the beloved Sahaba, the companions, male, female, adult and children. So similarly here also we have to invite. Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, the genius, used to say that keep on inviting towards Almighty Allah. If you're not going to invite towards Allah, then you, O human being or Muslim, you will be invited towards batil and falsehood. Look at the Qadianis and the Shias and the Aga Khanis and so many other characters on this earth, remember, who want to steal and snatch our Iman away. But when we invite, we must not forget ourselves. Many a time people involved in Dawat Tabligh more worried about other people and forgetting themselves. Nay, wa amila saliha. And we are ourselves must continue with the righteous deeds. And amila salihah don't mean do good deeds, continuing with the good deeds. That is the correct translation of it. Then people will praise you and so forth and so on. So we must always remember this. Don't get carried away. وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ Say, I am from the Muslims. It's Allah's fadl, Allah's karam. Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam said, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي زُلْقُرْ قَرْنَيْنَ said, هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّي It's only the grace and the mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Oh, husband, wife, oh, you partners in a business, oh, you siblings, oh, you teacher and students, oh, you people who are working. So this is what's killing us. Gar ko aag lag gayi, gar ki chirag se. We want to fight fire with fire. It doesn't work like that. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ The good actions and the evil actions can never be equal. So now we have, you must remember, a big meeting. You understood? So we have called up a meeting. You convene a meeting. But in that meeting, you must remember, we have haram food, we have haram videos, we have haram things going on. And now somebody embraces Islam, for example. So one good thing does not justify the 90 things that are haram there. So we need to be very, very clear on these issues. وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا سَيِّئَةُ So the pure and the good actions and good speech can never be equal to the vices and wrong. So the vices will always remain vices and sinful, and the good will remain good. We must not make ikhtilat. We must not adulterate and mix the two. Our aim must be always hasanat and not sayyat. Today we try and justify it. That's our problem. So what must we do? Now your husband is telling you so much nonsense. The wife is telling you so much nonsense. And like that, the partners in a business, in that business venture, idfa billati hiya ahsan. So you must repel the evil with goodness. Kill them with your kindness. You wife, make so much khidmat of your husband and your mother-in-law and father-in-law, the heart of your husband will melt. And then he will give you the credit card, debit card, and all the money. And you will see how you will win him over. Make ta'aleem in your house. Take Riyadu Salihin of Allama Nawawi, Rahimahullah. Take the books of Fadail of Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya, Sheikhul Hadith, Nawwarallahu Marqadahu. And do and cry to Allah. Allah se maangna hai. Allah se manwana hai. Fa'idhal ladhi baynaka wa baynahu adawa. So then the person between you and him, where there was enmity, hatred, and there was real rancor. So adawa, dushmani, real hatred. So ka'annahu waliyun hamim. Then Allah will transform it. You will become the best of friends. You will become gehra dost, hamim, a warm friend. So a very good friend of yours. So that is what we must do. So today we want to fight fire with fire. It won't work, but that does not mean we compromise the Sharia. That does not mean we are apologetic of the Sharia. So 2-3 things we have to do: that show them the right, make dua for them, give out charity, and if both parties are sincere, then Almighty Allah will unite them. And obviously some people don't want to listen, so then you just curtail ties with them. And if they are completely haram and want to justify it, and sometimes they go right out of the fold of Islam, then you must curtail ties completely with them and have nothing to do with them. Al-hubbu lillah wal-bughzu lillah. We love for Allah's sake and we hate for Allah's sake. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, the Mubarak blessed day of Jumu'ah, Friday, the 3rd of Rajab, 1446, Gaza genocide, day number 455, and in Russia, the invasion, day number 1044. These are the news, views, interviews from different parts of the world. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. 3 jutlas have been dispatched to hell. So we say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allahu Akbar. Akbar. The Likud party, that is Netanyahu, the war criminal, the butcher of Gaza, his party, they are preparing for the Netanyahu successor. They say he's got cancer, he's very sick. Allahumma sallit alayhi kalban min kilabik, Allahumma azibu adaban shadida. Ya Allah, increase his cancer. Ya Allah, let him suffer. Ya Allah, make him ibratan lil mu'tamirin. Ya Allah, make his condition worse than Ariel Sharon, Ya Rabbal Alameen. So now they're very concerned and worried, because even Trump is worried, you see. Trump says the biggest stumbling block in the master plan for the Middle East after he comes into the White House is Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal. So Trump is putting pressure. Biden is a moron. So his history, tainted legacy, and the Gaza war will always be there to haunt him, and all these American politicians and Congress, all haramis. Listen, if a Muslim had to say this, the world media will never forget. The commander of Israel there says, flatten Gaza and stop the aid from coming in. So you murder all of them, 2 million, and we must starve them to death. Yesterday alone, they murdered and martyred more than 70 people there in Gaza, and they did that to majority women and children and civilians. That's why the Jews and the Zionists are the scum of this earth, the biggest terrorists and murderers on this earth. What Hitler did was right to a great extent, and that 6 million is a fairy tale and a big fabrication. There are 6 million plus Palestinians living in the diaspora. You Muslims need to wake up, you know, worrying about this and worrying about that. Foolish things. So you need to wake up and get out of your comfort zone and cry for Gaza. Go to Palestine. That is your greatest thing you can do now. You've been for Hajj, you've been for Umrah. So go show your solidarity with our first Qibla, and take your children also and show them. So that is what is happening there. New Orleans, Shamshuddin Jabbar, he sent 15 people straight to hell, injured many dozens, including 2-3 Jutlas also. Very good you did, Shamshuddin. All the story, he was part of ISIS and all that, is their narrative. They took the snap of the flag, they took it upside down. That are the haramis, Jutlas and Zionist media and Americanos and Yankees. So they don't even know that Arabic is right to left, not left to right. But they don't is what you expect from them. Hanukkah lights vandalized in Ukraine. Very good. So you must remember the Jutlas were celebrating their Hanukkah. Somebody came and stole the lights, because he say, you Jutlas, you haramis, you are murderers. You are the murderers of the prophets and messengers. You are the murderers of the babies. So they stole it where? In Ukraine. So very good. Russia invasion. Therefore we like you, Putin. Give them a good threshing, the Americans, the Europeans. Stop your oil for them. Already the price of oil and all that has increased 4% there in, and it's midwinter there in Europe. Dozens of Jutlas committing suicide in the army. They say, we can't take this anymore. We are the murderers, and how many more must we murder? Rather we kill ourselves, straight dispatch to Jahannam. Dozens of them say, we rather go to prison, but we won't go to Gaza. So that is from your own press. You can check Haaretz, you can see Times of Israel and all. EU, the European Union, woke up. They criticize Modi, and he is another terrorist. We know what he's doing to the Muslim, what he did in Gujarat and his government and so forth. They said that the way you are treating the Muslims, the Christians, the Sikhs, leaves a lot to be desired. Yahya Sinwar, our leader, has been elected to be the Arab person of the year 2024. Allah grant Yahya Sinwar, Allah grant Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, Allah grant Hafiz Ismail Haniya, and all of them, Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi, all of them are the leaders of Hamas, all of them shuhada and martyrs. Allah grant them Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Ching chong ching. So China says, we're not waiting for you. Hey Trump, we can play the game. So China imposes tariffs already on United States, you see. They say South Africa is not a very rich country, but somebody sent this to me, and it seems true. 7.7 billion rand, Junaid Mota, listen to this. 7.7 billion rand with a B, not M. Billion rand was spent on alcohol, daru, alcohol intoxicants, on the 25th of December and 26th of December. So Christmas, all in the name of Jesus, and get drunk, wine, dine, and swine. So in Zambia, there was a police. Listen to the story. So now New Year's Eve, he got so drunk, he took the keys from one officer of the prison, and he opened the prison. He took these guys who are in prison, what the hell are you guys doing here? Go enjoy yourself. So they ran away from the prison and they had a big jaw. And there, so when he became sober, this police guy in Lusaka, then they arrested him. The 13 guys, we don't know much about them. So they said this was the best policeman, that he was drunk, you see, drunkies. So that is what we see in South Africa as well. Musk, Elon Musk is getting very big for his ears and for his size. He made money during the apartheid time in South Africa. He's South African. He has become the blue-eyed boy of Trump. So now of Donald Duck. So he thinks he can do what he wants to. But yeah, we agree with him. Musk attacks Starmer and says, Starmer, you're a good-for-nothing leader of Britain. They must have new elections. Starmer's wife is a Jutli and a Jew. So that's why the Zionists put him. But Musk is getting stuck into him. Musk accuses Biden of treason. Now Musk thinks that because he has, you know, Trump in his pocket, he can start shooting his mouth left, right, and center. Listen to this. Capitalism, what it does. 500 richest people on this earth, their wealth and their assets surpasses more than $10 trillion. Just 500 people. Can you believe that? That is what Quran says. كَيْلَا يَكُونَ دُولَةً بَيْنَ الْأَغْنِيَاءِ مِنْكُمْ. The wealth must not rotate amongst you only. It must filter down to the poor. But that is what you have. India in 1984, 40 years ago, in Bhopal, a big tragedy. 3,000 people died with the nuclear and the waste and toxic. So now they are clearing it and taking it to another place. But that place also is substandard. So India is coming in for a lot of criticism. Okay, that Zambia, the drunky I told you about. Let's come to South Africa. Residents will have to pay for Johannesburg's incompetence by the council and the mayor and so forth. Speaking of the mayor, can you imagine these clowns we have, ministers and mayors? So the mayor of Johannesburg got alone 8 bodyguards. Anyway, now he must say bye-bye to them. The Constitutional Court or one of the courts have ruled that this VIP protection is unconstitutional here in Josie, in Johannesburg and so forth. They just waste our money and get fitter and do nothing. You look at your 77 ministers, deputy ministers. Do you have any confidence in them? Me, I will tell them on their face, you're a good for nothing and incompetent, and you're a liability to South Africa. Majority of you, 1 mayor, 8 bodyguards. Are you joking or what? Whole lot must be fired, including the mayor. So Johannesburg is falling apart. Can you believe that? That's your Citizen newspaper. Johannesburg is falling apart. Failed city, failed country. No water again in Johannesburg. What the hell are you guys doing? You must remember that. You increase our tariffs. You can't do service delivery. You want to host this and that and so forth, but you can't give the basic needs to the citizens. Your whole lot must be fired if you ask me. So anyway, today, 8:30 to 9 will be Mufti Aku with Mohana Zahid Khan. 11:15 South African time, Saudi time 12:15 will be Sheikh Usama Khayyat. So he will deliver a khutbah. His khutbah normally are a lullaby khutbah. People have 40 winks and then they wake up. So let's see what he's going to say. Those of you who got nikah announcements, so between 10 and 10:30 the nikah announcement will take place. Mazahid is back. So send it, mashallah, 084-786-3132. Just send the nikah announcements. We won't come, don't worry. We want to revive the sunnah. A'alinun nikah waj'aluhu fil masajid. Hadith in Tirmizi, announce the nikah and perform it in the masjid, in the mosque. So that is what we are trying to revive. So all of you, your children, grandchildren, getting married Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, whenever, send the nikah, please, and we will announce it, inshallah. We make dua for ourselves, for the ummah, and Allah bless all the couples that are getting married. Ya wadud, ya wadud, ya wadud. Jima Salim, 25 minutes left. Let's fire up, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, is it necessary for farz to take a bath or ghusl after giving ghusl to a deceased person?
Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, man ghassala mayyitan falyaghtasil. When you give ghusl, you bathe the deceased. The men will bathe the men, and the women. So after giving the ghusl, bathing the deceased, it is mustahab sunnah that you yourself take the bath, but not compulsory. Remember that. Similarly, after the burial, you, the men, went inside the grave, and now you come out, the sand and dust and whatever you. So if you want to take a bath, it's good, but it's not compulsory. So we will encourage it, but always remember, it's not compulsory and mandatory. It's good, it's sunnah, mustahab to do so.
Mufti Sahab, when performing nafil tawaf and your menses start, do you have to make qaza of that tawaf?
Remember the previous question, and that was about giving ghusl and then to the deceased, and you take ghusl. The hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations. When you are performing tawaf, it's a nafil tawaf, voluntary tawaf, and now after your first round, second round, you felt some spotting, you felt some leaking business. You ladies know your people's stories, so you must walk away now straight. You can't continue with that. Then when you are pure and clean, after 5, 6, 7, 8 days, whatever your adat and habit is, you take your first ghusl and your compulsory bath, chapter 2, verse 2, 2, 2. Yesterday I explained to you about creepy, crawly business. So you must remember that. So you must know that to take a bath is compulsory after you are sure that your menses, your nifas, your postnatal, your postpartum has stopped and so forth. That is Islam. Now the question, must you repeat that tawaf? Yes, you must repeat it. وَلَا تُبْتِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ. Do not nullify your actions. وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْأُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. You started your hajj, your umrah. For some reason you could not complete it. Now it's compulsory the next year or the next month or whenever, like in the case of umrah, that you go and you complete it. So same thing here also, that when you clean, then start all over again, and then you must remember you complete that tawaf, and inshallah Allah will grant you the optimum maximum reward.
Okay, she saw a question from a sister. She says she had 2 miscarriages. She's very depressed. What dua can she read that Allah Ta'ala gives her a pious child and she can go through this depression?
My sister, why are you depressed? Don't you know that Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Sayyidina Ali, Amirul Mu'mineen, the linguist par excellence, he was questioned, Ayyatu ayatin arja indaka fi kitabillah. O Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an Fatih Khaybar Haydar Qarrar, he was questioned, which ayat motivated you the most? So he read the verse, Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. O my servants, you went beyond the limits and boundaries. You committed this sin, that sin. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never ever become disillusioned. Never despair in the mercy of Allah. Learn to speak to Allah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily Almighty Allah forgives all the sins. Chapter 39, Surah Zumar, verse number 53. Now you, sister, you want three things. You want pious children, right? So write down. Chapter 36 is Surah Yasin. The Surah chapter after that, Surah Safat. Chapter 37, verse 100. The dua of Nabi Ibrahim, alayhi salatu salam. Rabbi habali min as-salihin. Oh Allah, grant me pious, normal children. So you and your husband read it abundantly, abundantly. Today is Jumu'ah, abundant durood, salawat, salutation, the best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day of the week and in this Mubarak sacred month of Rajab. And then between Asr and Maghrib, the days are long. And now 7 o'clock, 5 past 7, 10 past 7, 8 o'clock day in Cape Town and after 8 also. And in Durban a little bit earlier, so before 7 and so. So you and your husband sit on the musalla and Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. So you beg Almighty Allah and beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that He grants both of you. You become parents and you have wonderful children, pious children. Number two, that when you conceive, then you must read chapter number 12, Surah Yusuf. And sorry, not Surah Yusuf, chapter after Surah Yusuf, chapter 13, Surah Ra'ad. And that is the thunder, Surah Ra'ad, chapter 13, Surah 12, Surah Yusuf. Chapter 13, Surah Ra'ad, the thunder, verse number 8. Allahu ya'lamu ma tahmilu kullu unsa, wa ma taghidu al-arhamu, wa ma tazdad. Only Almighty Allah knows what you are carrying, and whether it is boy or girl, twins or triplets, and then all the contraction, expansion taking place in the womb of the mother. Only Allah knows, no gynecologist, no doctor, no physician. Wa kullu shay'in indahu bimiqdar. Then everything will happen on the appointed time. You read that, inshallah, inshallah Aziz, there will be no miscarriage. Now you're feeling depressed and down and out. Why? Don't feel like that. So you read chapter 21, verse 87. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min adh-dhalimin. Allah said, I'll remove all your worry, sorry, anxiety. This is the promise of Allah. So keep on speaking to Allah. And you, my sister, you, my brother, the husband, daily give out charity. One ren, two ren, an abundant istighfar. Yursili sama'a alaykum midrara wa yumdidukum bi amwalin wa banin. Allah will send wonderful good rain for you. Allah Jalla Wala will increase your wealth for you and bless you with good children. Chapter 71, verses 10, 11, 12, 13. So do that. In life, you must change the negative into a positive. It's not a sunnah. Some people say sunnah is not correct. But the Hakim and the Sufis and Awliyaullah, they say it's good to take sometimes, occasionally, a pinch of salt before you eat and drink and so forth. Why? Because the salt will bring positive energy and remove the negative energy. So I'm giving you all this, what Allah has taught us, what Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. You're feeling so depressed, what Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, that you see, tomorrow is day of justice. Allah forbid that we're supposed to go the other side. So the child who was now in the fetus in the mother's womb, and now there was miscarriage, he will be the big barrister, the advocate, wakil saab, attorney, senior counsel. Ya Allah, me, I'm not going Jannah. Allah knows everything. Why are you not going Jannah? I want my parents with me. She, my beloved mother, she carried me, and there was miscarriage, Ya Allah. Today there can't be miscarriage of justice and travesty of justice. Ya Allah, you are Arhamur Rahimeen. Bring me and my mother, parents together. Give us all Jannat al-Firdaus. Allah says, take your parents and go. So this is Ni'm al-Badal. Allah will give you so much greatness and better. So what ever Allah does, wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala, good, bad, happy, sad, everything comes from Almighty Allah. Things happen in our favor, alhamdulillah. Things happens against our desires, alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Wa na'udhu bika min hali ahli nar, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Ya Allah, we still praise you, even though we are in Gaza al-Mubarakah, although we are being bombed, but we still love you and praise you in all cases and circumstances. That is our message, and inshallah things will turn out good, inshallah.
Kisab, a question is from a reader. What is opposite of separation in Arabic?
So operation. So anyway,
what is the opposite of separation in Arabic?
Gee, so I got the question, but by mistake the word operation came out. So separation will be firaq. So that is separation, and then the opposite of it will be a sulh. So my sister, you are married, for example. So husband, wife, now they separate. So all these words are in the Quran. Anything you want to know, you must go to Quran, and you will find it there. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, وَإِن يَتَفَرَّقَا يُغْنِ اللَّهُ كُلًّا مِّن سَعَتِي. Now husband, wife separated, divorce, Allah forbid, then Allah will make you independent of one another. That is separation, firaq. And that is chapter 4, verse 130. But Allah doesn't want, we must make torna, we must break, we must make jorna. So وَالسُّلْحُ خَيْرٌ. So sulh. Sulh means reconciliation. So to reconcile is the best. So you must tell your brothers, sisters, tell your husband, tell your children, come on, we have to make sulh. Wasulhu khair. Chapter 4, verse number 128. Excellent question, my sister. Allah Jalla Wala make you from those who learn about Islam daily. Read with me now, sister. Chapter 20, verse 114. Chapter 20, Surah Taha, verse 114. Rabbi zidni ilma. Rabbi zidni ilma. Oh Allah, beloved Allah, increase me in knowledge. Every day you must read that, and inshallah, lazzatul iman will enter. The beauty and the real taste of iman will enter the inner recesses of our heart. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Mufti Saab, must we wear parda in Makkah and Medina? Question.
If you're not going to wear in Makkah, Medina, where are you going to wear? By the Kruger Park. So you must remember that is farz, is wajib, wherever you are. You must wear parda, my sister. And remember the parda verses, write it down. Surah 33, verse number 59. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, Ya ayyuhan Nabi, O Mustafa, Habibuna, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, قل لأزواجك, tell your honorable wives, وبناتك, your beloved daughters, your four daughters, ونساء المؤمنين, and we the believing men, our women, our wives, our daughters, our sisters, our mothers, our aunties and nieces, that all of them, يدنين عليهن من جلابيبهن, above their dress and clothing and attire, they must still wear a jilbab, the outer garment, when they leave and emerge from their homes, and that is compulsory, and it covers the face, everything. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah, buried in Taif, passed away in the year 68. Muhammad bin Hanafiya, the son of Sayyidina Ali, who was a Tabi'i successor, performed his janazah salat. So he said that it refers to the entire body, including the face. And our honorable Ustad and Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni Rahimahullah writes in Rawayu al-Bayan fi Ahkam al-Quran, Bid'ah to kashf al-wajh for a woman to expose her face and strut her stuff, you see that, posing in front of everybody. All haram that, you must remember. So you must remember this. So what happens is this, that is haram for you to go and expose your beauty in front of all and sundry. Go open chapter 24 and verse number 31. Almighty Allah states, where must you expose your beauty? Wala yubdina zinatahun. You can't be exposing your beauty in front of everybody. Allah Ta'ala's curse is on you. In Makkah, Allah Ta'ala says, chapter 22, verse 25, وَمَن يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Whosoever just makes intention, irada, niyat of oppression and deviation, ilhadin, ilhad, deviation, zulmin, oppression, transgression, نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. We will punish you a painful punishment. You write in the court of the Master alayhi salatu salam, la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi wa la tajharu lahu bil qawl ka jahri ba'dikum li ba'din an tahbata a'malukum wa antum la tash'urun. You show disrespect to the Master alayhi salatu salam, all your actions will disappear, you will not even perceive and comprehend it. Chapter 49, verse number 2. So now you are in Medina, in the ladies section, you open your face and you expose your beauty. You don't see the 100 cameras there, 1,000 cameras there. All the men, by the men, they can see you in your beauty and your glory. Which type of makeup you put, which type of lipstick you put, which type of lipstick you put. All haram business, don't you understand, sister? So we must cover the faces, you ladies. 100% wajib and farz wherever you are, and more so in the Haramain Sharif. In Makkah Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, Allah give us tawfiq.
Mufti Saab, wanting to know, is the courtyard outside of the Haram, is it the boundary of the Haram or is it not part of the Haram? As I want to know, can I read my wajibut tawaf salah in that part of the masjid?
Remember, my brother, you're mixing 2-3 things up. Number one is you perform tawaf. After the tawaf, to read the 2 rakat salat, Hanafis say wajib, Shafis, Hanbalis, and them say sunnat muakkada. You can read it inside the masjid. You can read it inside the boundary in the courtyard. You can read it in the hotel. You can read it in Azizia. You can read it in Mina. Wherever you read it is permissible. So don't confuse issues and blow your fuses, right? So that's one. But I want to explain this issue because there are thousands of people, South Africa, Africa, Europe, America, gone for Umrah now. So when you come in Medina Munawwara, so from Hilton side, you're coming towards Masjid Nabawi, and you see that big fences. So remember, they got the boards there, Mamnu'u Tadkhin, smoking prohibited and all that. So from there, the Haram Sharif starts. You, the ladies, you in your menses, you can't be entering there and say, no, I will just sit outside. All that is part of the Masjid, you must remember. When Fahad, you know, 1-2 things Fahad did, for that Allah will forgive him, we hope and pray. So he did a lot of upside down things, but there's 1-2 things he did ihsan for the ummah. When people do good, for that we must praise him. When he made the tawsi'ah is the extension, expansion, so he made it such that the haramul makki, the haram sharif in Makkah, must accommodate more than 2 million people. The haramul masjidun nabawi must accommodate more than 1 million people. So he extended it, the north and the you must remember, the west and the east and so forth, not the southern direction, because southern direction is the Qibla, so that he left as it is. But the fence right through, all that is part, you must remember, of the Haram and Masjidun Nabawi. So you ladies in menses, especially when you're coming from the Hilton side and that, you can't be entering there. You must remember, that will not be permissible, because in your haiz and menses in Makkah Mukarramah, so you know that one is the structure and one one are the tiles outside and so forth. So technically those tiles and all that are outside the masjid, okay? So you can sit there and, you know, make zikr, but the police will chase you away. You know it is nowadays. So as far as your salat goes, then you can read it inside the masjid, in the courtyard, in the hotel. You read, even you must remember, there in Mina, Azizia, everywhere, all permissible.
Mufti Sahab, in Makkah, should I focus on tawaf more than reciting of the Quran?
When a person is in Makkah Mukarramah, brother, sister, your greatest ibadat there, beside all the fara'is, your five daily salat is compulsory, your Ramadan fast is compulsory. So when beside that, your greatest action is tawaf. The only place in the world you can make tawaf. No other place you can make tawaf. If people are making tawaf anywhere else, it's totally haram and not permissible. So only in Makkah Mukarramah. So therefore, there's ijma and consensus that your leisure time, make more tawaf as far as possible. And obviously, you try and make one khatam of Quran Sharif in Makkah, Medina, one in Medina, one in Makkah. You can't do that, then at least in your whole stay, Makkah and Medina put together, complete one Quran Sharif. Likewise, kasratul tawaf is afdal min kasratil umrah. You find some people every day, every second, third day, they want to go for Umrah. No, there's no need for that. Just make more tawaf compared to more Umrah. On that also, there's ijma and consensus.
Mufti Sahab, suppose you did 50 tawafs over 3 Umrah trips over 3 years. Would you still get the same tawaf if you did 50 tawaf over 3 Umrahs in years, not in one Umrah?
100% Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's words are am min ghairi shurutin min ghairi taqyidin. There's no conditions there. Man tafa bil bayti 50 marra kharaja min dhunubihi kayawmin waladatu ummuhu. Imam Tirmidhi Rahimahullah has mentioned it. It's a book I loved and I still love. I taught 12, 13 years, you know, Tirmidhi Sharif at Darulum, Newcastle, Allah grant of Amma Qasim Sema Jannat al-Firdaus. So nevertheless, whosoever performs tawaf of the Baytullah 50 times, 50, whether it's in one trip, one journey, or whether it is over several trips, several journeys, you come out from your vices and sins like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. However, I don't know, but I want to ask you one question. You say you perform 3 Umrahs, and in that 3 Umrahs, collectively is 50 tawaf or more. Very good. But did you perform Hajj? Sometime the brothers go for Umrah, but they don't make Hajj. Is that right? It's not right. I know you can blame Sahuk, you can blame ABC, XYZ, but instead of going for so many Umrahs, rather we save that money also. Then when your name comes out, then you say, Hazi kolo mali, that my money is pelile. I don't have money now to go. You know, to go for Hajj nowadays, husband, wife, is $500,000 job, is $250,000 job if you take the cheapest package and so forth. So does MBS Murtad bin Shaitan got so many taxes and so forth and so on. They're not interested in your Hajj and Umrah. They only interested in the revenue it generates and so forth. How much money can we make? So it's not permissible to keep on going for Umrah and you keep on deferring and postponing your Hajj and so forth. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, Mishkat Sharif, Mustadah Ahmad, man arad al hajj fal yata'ajjal. Whoever made intention for Hajj, you must make haste. Yes, you made Hajj and then you go for Umrah. We got no problem with that.
Mufti Sahab, if I'm pregnant and still breastfeeding my 1.5-year-old child, do I need to stop breastfeeding?
In the time of Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked this question, that She, the lady, is breastfeeding. Lo and behold, now she conceived, she fell pregnant. So the mast, open Mishkat, you will find it. Then Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I found out, meaning that from this one, that the non-Muslims, that they are breastfeeding whilst they're pregnant, and la yaduruhum, is not causing any harm to the children, to the fetus, or to the babies, and so forth. So it's permissible. So yes, Islamically, the fatwa verdict will be that it is permissible for you to continue breastfeeding. Remember, you are now breastfeeding 1 year, and in that 1 year you fell pregnant again. Your husband is a sharpshooter. Every year he wants a new model. 2024 on your own model, now he's got a 2025 model. So mashallah, but you are breastfeeding, so you continue breastfeeding. You know the maximum period is 2 lunar years. So keep on reading, my mother, my sister. Surah 46, verse 15, in the 26th Supara, 26 Jews, right in the starting, verse 15, 1-5, wa aslih li fi zurriyati, ya Allah, bring about piety and goodness in my progeny. Allah Ta'ala will bless you, so you continue making dua for your children who are still coming and those who are alive as well. Ameen. Don't forget to send your nikah announcements. 084.
One quick question, Murti Sahab.
Quick question. Gee.
A baby was born, stillborn, full term. Does the baby have to be kept a name or not?
Better to keep the name, and inshallah, you bury the baby in the graveyard. I'm going for Fajr, and then we'll go to the graveyard. Muhammad Khan, my brother's parents are there, my mother-in-law is there. So there's no ghusl as such, because the baby was stillborn. You just pour a little bit of water, wrap the baby up, and bury the baby. There's no salatul janaza. Manista halla fasulliya alay. If the baby was alive, then you have ghusl, kafan, salatul janaza. But there's no life. The baby passed away, still born, meaning there was no life from day one. So remember, you give the name, it's fine, and then you bury the baby, and that same baby will intercede for you, inshallah al-aziz, on the day of justice. Barakallahu fiqh. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.